Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Ches Amud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began yesterday's Siman Tof Yud Gimel, and we pick it up. It's a short Siman, and we pick it up in the middle of Sif Aleph. Just to remind ourselves, yesterday we talked about a person who was making an Erev Techumim on behalf of many other people in the town, and he had to have Mazon Shtei Sudos for every one of them who was going to participate in this Erev Techumim, and we said that he had to do a Zikui on their behalf if he was bringing his own food, and somebody had to acquire that food on behalf of all the people that he was being mezakeh with this Erev Techumim. And then we left off on the very top line on the Omid Beis, V'tzorich Lehodiyam. The individuals involved need to know that such an Erev was put out on their behalf. As the Mishpur explains in Sivkarten Hei, Mishum da'ayidei zeh halo mafsid tchum shel tzad hasheni. Because if they're going to get this new focal point, they've lost their old focal point, and that means that they won't be able to travel 2,000 amos from their old focal point, which is not necessarily a positive thing for them unless they want it. And therefore, they must know about it, and therefore they can make the choice. Yes, we want this new focal point to know we're happy to stay with our old focal point. Because viduma lo nichole, because the possibility does exist that they're not thrilled and happy that their focal point has been moved. Granted, they'll gain something in that direction, but they'll lose something in the opposite direction. And therefore, you must let them know before the Bein HaShmashos period of time so they can make that decision. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel V'Tzarech L'Diyom adds over here, V'im Hodiya L'Chol B'nei Ha'ir. If he tells the entire city, he makes a public announcement, V'chulam Nitzrasu L'Smoch Hazeh, and everybody says, wow, great idea. But there were a lot of people, and therefore there wasn't enough food for every single person in the city if they were to go and make use of this new area of Techumim, this new focal point, this new Mokum Shvitza, it wouldn't have enough food there for everybody. So Yesh La'ayin, the Chofetz Chaim says he's not sure. So let's say there was enough food for 20 people, but there are 40 people in the city. What happens if 20 people want to use it? Would it work? So Kivan Shu Zika Aide Acher Lekula, and since he was using a third party over there to acquire the Erev Techumim food on behalf of everybody else, Nimsa Dekulin Yesh Lam Chelek Ba'erev. Then it turns out that you have only 20 people's worth of sudo over there, 40 sudos for 40 people. You need 80 sudos over there, and since everybody acquired it, everybody really only has half of a shear. So therefore, it wouldn't be good for anybody. What do we say? The Chofetz Chaim says, "O dinema demasho di alecho b'nir." The fact that he told the whole city, "Lo hayakavanaso." Rak Misha Yir to Lismoch Aliruva Yuchulesmoch. He didn't expect all 40 people to change. He said 5 or 10 of them are going to go do it. I got enough food for 20. So therefore, we're going to be okay no matter what. And as long as only the amount of people or less that have the two meals out there use this Erev, it would still work in this situation. And therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says Tzarech Iyun. He's not sure what the halachic answer is in this situation. Can they rely upon it for those people that there is enough food for that wish to use this Erev or not? In any event, the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'chol mi shahodiyo mi bod yom. Anybody that was informed prior to the Bein HaShmashos, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Vav, V'afilu Bein HaShmashos, Sagi b'di'eved. There is an opinion that says, not only if they know before the Bein HaShmashos, but even if they know only during the Bein HaShmashos, it's also good. Ken kaza v'prima gadim. This is, in fact, the opinion of the Prima Gadim. But the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'ayin in the Bir Halacha. And if you look in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil, Mi ba'od yom, he writes, U'pashur hu dirach l'deya rishona b'simen tof tes vav siv gimel. This is only according to the opinion that says that you could b'di'evet have an Erev Techumim made during the Bein HaShmashos period of time. But there are yesh cholkim over there that say da'afilu b'di'evet lo havi Erev. It would not be good if you acquired it during the Bein HaShmashos period of time, and therefore it would not be good in this situation as well. You must notify them before the Bein HaShmashos period of time, according to the yesh cholkim. The Chofetz Chaim adds further in Bir Halacha Dibra Maslo V'chol Misho Dio Mibod Yom, he says, B'avoseinu HaRabim, somewhere in the middle of this Bir Halacha, he writes, Harbe Nichsholim Zeh, many people make the mistake over here. That is, the Hainu, Im Echod B'bnei HaYishuv Meniach Erev, if somebody puts out the Erev Techumim for the people in the city, and then somebody moves in, or somebody comes, Al Smach Zeh Hochin Kama Anoshim Af Shelo Zikor Bishvilan, and they weren't included in the original Zikoy. The person didn't have in mind for anybody that's going to come in the future. And he didn't make the Erev Techumim for them. Al pi adin sorech lefarid ha'anashim shem arev bishvilon. You have to specify who I'm doing this for. If he says I'm doing this for everybody who's here right now, but he doesn't mention he's doing it for people that are going to come later on, then it doesn't work for those people that are coming later on. And therefore, when he puts out the Erev, the Chofetz Chaim writes, Im ha'yodea b'shor sheniach ha'erev, sheyovo hayom etzlo oreach ploni ha'shabbos. If he knows somebody else is going to come, he could be mezakeh for that person as well. And in fact, he should specify and state at the time that he puts it out, Shebezeh ha'erev, with this erev tuchumen that I'm making over here, yeh mutar lo, for that person that's coming, and any other oreach that's going to come and be able to use this erev, and then it will work for those people. He adds, of course, he has to tell them, u'modiyah lo ki shebah shiniyach ha'erev gam bishvilo, that when they come, before Bein HaShmashos, they have to be notified that if they want, this erev was put out for their uses as well. They can, in fact, make use of that erev tchum as their makom shvisa. So the Mechaber continues and he writes over here, v'chol misho diyo mi bojom, anybody that is aware of it before Bein HaShmashos, afilu lo gomar belibo lismoch alo mi bojom, even though they didn't say, I'm going to use that, but they knew about it, and they only changed their mind, eliyacha shechoshcha, they said, you know what, tak, I do want that erev. So heavy erev, that is a good erev, because it was put there on their behalf before Bein HaShmashos. They knew about it before the Bein HaShmashos, and we allowed them to take effect even on Shabbos that they're going to use that. As long as they didn't, as the Mishnah will tell us later on, ruin it by moving to a point where they couldn't reach that. And we can see the further discussion about this in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin. The Amrinim, we say, the Huvra Hadover, Shekodim Zman Knias Erev Daito Lekachoya, Kivin Shoda Mitrila. We say that retroactively, it became clear that he in fact wanted it. And since he knew about it before the Bein HaShmashos, it was put out on his behalf before the Bein HaShmashos, it works retroactively. As opposed to Masha Ein Kane Bishalo Hodiyo Mibojom. But if he didn't know about it before the Bein HaShmashos, Lo Shayach Lomar, you can't say that retroactively he wanted it, the Huvra. It became clear. Kivin Shalo Yoda Klal Mibojom. Since he didn't know anything about it, it doesn't work then. Dirsha footnote number 4 brings down, but don't make a brach on this. Whenever you're making an Erev al-Tanai, do not make a brach on it. He brings down the name of the Sefer, Nisivos Shabbos. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us that it does work. He can have an Erev over here, a different focal point than what he originally thought he was going to have, as long as he knew about it before Bein HaShmashos, and he ultimately was placed there on his behalf. However, Avol, in Lo Hodiyo Mibojom, the Mechaber continues and says, if he did not know about it, he wasn't made aware before the Bein HaShmashos, then we don't say retroactively that's what he wanted because he didn't know about it. And therefore, you can't say retroactively that's what he wanted and he can't rely upon this new Erev Tuchumen. Likewise, if somebody put out, let's say Erev Pesach, as we brought down, they put out the Erev for the entire year for this Erev Tuchumen. And the person says, "V'omar, any Shabbos that I wish to use this as my Erev Tuchumen focal point, it is my focal point instead of my house. Even though that Shabbos, he didn't decide until Shabbos morning that that's what he would like, it works in this situation, and he can rely upon this. The Mishnah explains the Sivkot and Ches, this works also by retroactive clarification. Because he knew about it before the Bein HaShmashos, and now when he finds out Shabbos morning, that's what he would like to do. We retroactively say that's what he wanted before the Bein HaShmashos. And this is v'chol zehu kifi madekaimalon d'inil milso d'rabbanon yesh breira. This is all according to the opinion that says that this is a din d'rabbanon over here, and in regards to din d'rabbanon, we apply the principle of breira, retroactive determination. And he adds, Upashit, it's clear. This is what I mentioned before. This is as long as he hasn't moved his focal point by going from his house, which was his previous focal point, to a point that he's now more than 2,000 amos from the new Erev Tuchumim. So as long as he's within reach of the Erev Tuchumim, he can make that his new focal point. But if he's been beyond the range of that focal point, then he can't retroactively say, that's where I wanted it. This is discussed in greater detail in Dirshu footnote number 5, Ayin Sham. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masul L'chol Shabbos HaShana adds over here, Upasha, Dim Lo Hisna Le'ez Mehem She'erza, if he didn't specify that this should be good only for the Shabbosos that I want it to be good, and Yocholelech Kim L'tzahi Ruvo. Then, if he's saying, this is my Erev for the rest of the year, so then that becomes his Erev for the rest of the year, and he can't say, well, I didn't really mean it. Unless he specifies, it's only if I mean it on certain Shabbosos, then it only becomes effective on those Shabbosos. Unless in Lo Shabitel La Erev Mibojom, unless he specifically specified this Shabbos, I don't want it to work. Dirshu footnote number 7 adds over here, V'im Lo Amar La'ezim Hem Sheretz. So if he didn't specify it should work for any Shabbosos I want, and then on one Shabbos he says I do not want it to work this Shabbos, it still will work the following Shabbos. It doesn't get ruined by one Shabbos he says I don't want it. It still can work on the following Shabbosos. Chavetz Chaim adds further in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskul She'eretze Elech, whichever one I wanted to work for, which Shabbosim I wanted to work for, it does work. So he brings down, Hainu Shebishabbos Shelo Yirtze Yekiv Neiro, meaning that when he doesn't want it to work, he retains his right as a regular dweller in that city, that should be his Mokom Shvisa, and not the new place. Because he doesn't want to lose the extra distance that he has from his house. This Shabbos, he doesn't want to have that new focal point that he established, because he said, it's only those Shabbos that I wanted to work. The issue footnote number 8 says that you could do this with your feet as well. It's not only with the Shtei Seudos that you can make this Tanai, but you can even do this with your feet. A person walks to a certain area, and he says, I'm making it tonight. If tomorrow morning I want this to be my Mokar Shvisa, it will be. Otherwise, I want to retain the rights to my house. And when it's retroactively determined tomorrow what he wants, that's what it is. It doesn't only work with the Suda, it can even work walking with your own feet. Yochel hu lahasnos. He can make, in fact, it's not over here as well. See the issue footnote number 8 for additional details about this din. So Mechaber concludes over here and he says that if a person says, I want it to work, whichever one I want it to work, whichever Shabbos I want it to work for, even though he only makes a decision on Shabbos morning, as we just pointed out, he can rely upon this. The Mechaber continues and he says this has huge other ramifications. A person hears that a guest speaker is coming. He doesn't know if he's going to come to the city on the right or to the city on the left. So he wants to have two potential Erev Tuchumim spots, to have a focal point that he could go to hear the Talmud Chacham if he goes to the city on the right, or he could go hear the Talmud Chacham if he comes to the city on the left. At this point in time, in Yodei Le'ezer Ruach, he doesn't know which way he's going to come, so he puts out two Erev Tuchumim on a Tanai. V'niach Shnei Eruvim. He puts out one on the right of the city and one to the left of the city. And he says, Omar, La'oso tzad shiyavu echacham, whichever city the Talmud Chacham comes to, so if he comes to the right side of the city or he goes to the left side of the city, yikni li'eruv. I want that Erev to work. Only one of the two he wants to work. At this point in time, he personally does not know which side the Talmud Chacham is coming to. So he says, whichever Ruach, L'Ruach Shabba Lo HaChacham, Konolo. Whichever side the Talmud Chacham comes to, that's where I want it to be. So this actually works. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tess explains, V'lo M'boy is certainly im kvar ba HaChacham kodim Ben HaShmashos, certainly if the Chacham already came before the Ben HaShmashos, L'Osa Ruach, to one side, let's say to the right of the city, the Talmud Chacham came. But the person doesn't know it. Elishu lo hayodei lehechon ba ad lemachar shenishmalo. He only finds out the following morning when they say, yeah, the Talmud Chacham came to the city on the right of the town. So the Talmud Chacham was there. He had put out the Erev Tuchumim als Tanai, and he can get over to that other city with the extended Erev Tuchumim from the Erev Tuchumim that he put out to the right of the city. But Vadei Kalu, the Osir Ruach, it definitely works on that side. Because all this is a Gilui Milsa B'Yama. This is just a revelation over here of what the facts are. The Gloi Milsa, now it becomes clear, Hashta, the Hau Erev Kona, that the Erev on the right was really the right one. But the Mishmur says, even Elafilu Hoyer Chacham Rok Mishon Ben Ashmashus Besocha Tchum, even if the Talmud Chacham wasn't in that city yet, he was within the Tchum of that city, Shal Sov Arba'o Alofim Shlo, and that's within the reaches of where you could get to from your focal point that you want to put out there, your Mokum Shvisa, the Imkain, Evshar Shalom Gomar Oze Chacham Bedaito, Klal Lovo Lesoch Arba Alofim Shlo. Maybe you could argue the Chacham is going to retract and not go all the way over there, because the Dilma Oz Hoyer Bedaito Shalom Lozus Klal Bimkomo, maybe the Chacham will say, I'll stay right over here. And therefore, there's not within the reach of this person's Eruv. Nevertheless, his Tanai works over here. As long as the Talmud Chacham is over there, that becomes his new focal point. Because we say, retroactive determination over here. That's exactly what he wanted yesterday, and therefore it works. Dirshu footnote number 6 brings down that previously we said in Simon Tov Ches a little bit differently. He has to be able to make the Erev location during the Ben Hashmashos. And here, one could say maybe he wouldn't be able to get to the Erev on the right of the city because he's really Erev on the left of the city. So how come over here we don't say that he can't go to either one? Previously, we said he can't go to either one. So here it's different. So he brings down from the Gon Yaakov, She'ein b'kach chisaron. Here there's no chisaron over here. Shekivin she'b'Shabbos osid lizabarer ezem he'uvim yichol. He will know for certain Shabbos morning which town the Talmud Chacham came from. And then retroactively, that will be the only side that he wants. As opposed to the case in Simin Tov Ches, which was he didn't know which one he wanted even during the retroactive determination. I am in this Dear Shoe footnote number 6 for additional details. Finally, the Mechaber concludes and he says, oh, im amar, im lo yavo klal eya kivnei yir. The person can say, listen, maybe the Talmud Chacham is not going to come. Say if he comes to the right side of the city, I want my right side Erev Tuchumim to exist. If he comes to the left side of the city, I want my left side Erev Tuchumim to exist. And if he doesn't come at all, I don't want either of them to exist. I just want my house to be my Erev Tuchumim. That is also perfectly good. Oh, Im Yavo Shnayim, let's say two Talmidei Chachamim come, and I'll find out what their subjects are in Shul in Shabbos morning, and I'll decide which one I want to be able to reach. L'makom she'eretz eilech, that's also good. Hakol l'fi snow. He's making a Tanai over here. These Tanayim work because they're based upon retroactive determination, what he knew before Ben Hashmashos, who was placed there before Ben Hashmashos, and now retroactively say he knew during the Ben Hashmashos, before the Ben Hashmashos period of time, what he wanted, and therefore all of these situations, the Tanai is good. And finally, if you told two or three people, sending out two or three shlichim to go make an erev for me, but I'm reserving to pick whichever one I want to be my real erev, so even though it only becomes known to him which one he wants after the Shabbos has started, heavy erev. This does, in fact, work over here as well. And the Mishnah explains this, again, because of the principle of Brera. Whatever he wants now, we can retroactively say that during the time when the erev takes effect, at the start of the Ben Hashmashos, retroactively, that's what he wanted as well then. That concludes Simen Tav Yud Gimel, and we'll start Simen Tav Yud Dalet, which is also a short Simon, and it deals with Shelo La'ariv Ela L'Daito. The person must have knowledge that an Erev Tchumim is being made for him. You can't make an Erev Tchumim against someone's will. And the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Ein Ma'arvin Eruvei Tchumim La'odam Ela L'Daito. You're not allowed to go make an Erev Tchumim on somebody without their expressed permission, without their consent. Because maybe, Shema, Ein Arotze La'ariv Osir Ruach Shirotzezeh. Because with an Erev Tchumim, it's not a pure gain for the person. He's gaining in one direction, but he's losing in the other direction. As the Mishnah points out in Siv Katan Aleph, Kidei Shalol Ahav said, Ayidei Zeh, Ha'alofim, Sheba'ever Hasheni, Shalitzad Beso. Because while he's gaining, let's say, 2,000 Amos more in the northern direction, he's losing 2,000 Amos in the southern direction. And he might not want that. Kemoshin is Bor Le'el, B'simen Toches, as we've already explained previously. And therefore, you can't make an Erev Tchumim for somebody unless they give you the permission to do so, with the exception, the Mechaber says over here, Chutz mibino ubito haketanim, except for your young children over here, your son or your daughter, afilu einon smuchim al shulchano, even if they're not financially dependent upon you, they're not eating with you. And likewise, va'avdo v'shivchasu haknanim, and also your maidservants, your male and female maidservants, also they are going to follow your tchum, even if they protest. Vafilu michubo shalol ariv alav. And even if they say, no, I don't want that. And even vafilu ervuheim erev acher. And even if they made their own erev, eino klum. In all of these situations, it doesn't work. It won't count. You have the ability to make the erev for them where you want their focal point to be. Mishbur explains in Simkarton Beis, afilu einam smuchim, if they're no longer financially dependent upon you for your children. The reasoning is, vatam, doha kaimalo and ein ma'arvim ela dvar mitzvah, because we only make an erev tchumim for the purposes of a mitzvah, and therefore, va'alkein ma'arv tomen aleim, therefore the father can go and be mechanech to teach his children to do mitzvos, so he can make the erev for them. Hainu, shemezakalem aide acher es erev, he goes and has somebody else be mezak and erev on his children's behalf, in order to teach him how to do mitzvahs properly. Dirshu footnote of 1 brings down from the Chazonish, Shekiva Shoch La'ariv Bal Korcham Nechshev Hu Ha'ma'ariv V'lohem. Since he can do it against their will, he's considered the Ma'ariv and not them. And therefore, Yochol La'ariv Mishalov Eino Tzorach L'Zakos Bem. So the Chazonish says you don't have to make a zikui on their behalf because you can do it against their will. Sivkot and Gimel, this works as well for an Eved Kenani. Why? Mimnesh Yodun Kiyodun, because they follow you. They are subordinate and subservient to you. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir HaLocha Dibur HaMaskal HaKtanim says they were talking about a child that's older than 6 years old, a boy or girl that's older than six, because until they're 6 years old, they follow their mother's tchum, because they're dependent upon their mother till that age. And finally, the Chavetz Chaim says in the Bir HaLocha Dibur HaMaskal Eino Klum, he says, She'eruvo ma'sheniach bishvilam kayam kedei l'chanchos b'mitzos. Whatever they did is nullified, because he's allowed to go and be inculcating his children to do mitzos so he can make the error for them. And it nullifies the error that they put out. Chavetz Chaim points out that therefore there is a difference over here between the Banim Kitanim and the Avodim Kinanim in regards to an Erev. And that is, the Hainu, Ima Av Lo Hiniach Erev Klal. If the father did not make an Erev for his children, the Acher Hiniach Erev Bishvilom, Lezat Tzad, Eruv Kaim. If somebody else did it for them, it would work. As opposed to his Eved, where somebody else did it for them, the master can say, I don't want my Eved over there. I want my Eved to serve me, and therefore it nullifies the person who put out for the Eved an Erev Tchumim, as opposed to his children. They're not his servants, and therefore the other Erev Tchumim that somebody put out for them would work for them. With this, we conclude today's shiur.